Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. This is your host, Michael Corman. Today we're going to talk about abusive relationships and how I don't think there's such a thing as an abusive relationship or an abuser. I don't like to use those words. I posted something on Facebook and on Instagram about this and I got some backlash. So I want to try to think out these ideas on this podcast. So when I posted this stuff about abusive relationships, I said something like, your ex wasn't abusive. You made a decision to get into that relationship and you made a decision to get out. Take some responsibility for your decisions. Something like that. Now, first of all, I was not intending this to be anything, any kind of argument. This wasn't intended to start a debate of any kind. It was, like all of my opinions that I post online, it was intended to be a strong opinion that serves the purpose of attracting like-minded people, you know, to people that might feel validated by this. Like, I'm not going around trying to pick fights with strangers. Like, why would I do that? That's so kind of strange. So I was kind of taken off guard when people were kind of fighting back against this. And so I'm like, and right now, like, I feel overwhelmed. Like, I don't know what I'm even going to say to any of this because it's just not, I was not, this is like totally a different frame of that than what I was expecting. And, you know, people, they give these points, like so many points, you know, you say one thing and they come back with 10 counter points that are just on 10 different topics. And it's like, and I know that even if I patiently addressed every one of them, that they would come back with 10 more for each one of those. And so, I don't know. But maybe, you know, maybe I do have a position here. Maybe there's something important that I want to say here. Because after all, I did say this thing. I did make the post, so there's got to be something going on here, right? So, what is it? What's going on? What's my position on this? I mean, why did I say that? Why do I say that? Your ex wasn't abusive. Okay, now first of all, let me give you a little bit, like, to just kind of like disclose my biases here. Two things. Number one, I'm coming at this from the position of the abusive ex, okay? Like, I'm the one who's always called abusive. I don't call other people abusive, they call me abusive, okay? So part of it is that, you know, it's like, why, you know, I see the disadvantage. Like, I don't like being called abusive, so I think there is a disadvantage to calling people abusive. Okay, the other thing is that when I look at the behavior of people that I've been in relationships with, and then I read Instagram memes that talk about abuse, I say to myself, well, you know, I could call them abusive. Like, their behavior does fit the bill according to the Instagram memes. I could see it that way. Like, they're, if I wanted to tell the story that way, I could probably get a lot of sympathy from people. But I don't want to do that. Like, why would I want to call somebody abusive, you know? That doesn't feel right to me, so I don't do it. You know, I don't call people abusive. So I've tried it on for size a couple times. Doesn't feel right to me. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. Okay. I don't. You know, I see the disadvantage of labeling people as abusive, and I don't see the advantage. I mean, now listen. Let's be clear. I could see the advantage. I of course. I mean, come on. Obviously, when you label somebody else a villain, then you immediately, like, there's all kinds of perks that go along with that. I mean, you now have, first of all, you get social support for that. Okay, so your friends, if you tell a convincing story that this person has abused you, your friends are going to support you. And then you also are going to solidify an identity that is in opposition to what this person did. You're going to, you know, and this is not necessarily a horrible thing because, yeah, look, it can protect you. You know, if somebody has been doing something and you don't like it, then if you come up with this story that says that what they did was abuse, it makes it much easier for you to avoid that kind of thing in the future because now you have a story that you're telling. Now you have a label for it. You're like, that's abuse. You know, if somebody hits me, that's abuse. Okay. Now, people are going to accuse me of gaslighting, victim blaming, victim shaming, all of that. Fine. Okay. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about it. I really don't. Like, I don't know what to say. So I don't have anything prepared, ready to go for that. This is the internet, you know? It's like you can't have an opinion without getting 30 different opinions thrown back at you. I don't like that. I don't, you know, I can't, you know, as somebody who has been trained in formal logic, like I like arguing, and I like making solid cases for things, and I like picking apart complicated issues and understanding exactly what holds them together. But that's not what happens on the internet. That's not what's going on. And the people that I'm debating with don't have that training, and they don't have that background, so they don't. It's like, it's just not, you know, people will, they have like personal issues, like they're very personally invested in it, and so what they come back with is something that kind of looks like logic, but it's not, because it's not based on logic. It's based on, you know, it's a proxy for something, and it's like safe. It's safe to argue logically. Okay. I do it too. I mean, I'm doing it right now in some sense. But I love playing the logic game. But that's, I don't know if that's productive here or not. I don't know. As I said, this podcast, we're just going to think out loud, because I don't know. I don't even know what the goal is here, you know? This is like, I'm caught off guard. I was not expecting to have to debate this. I'm just trying to figure out what the best thing to do is. You know, what are the possibilities here? What can I do? Can I debate it? Is that like, is there an advantage to that? Is there anything I can get from debating this? Is there a possible win there? Is there a possible payoff? What would it be? Why is it, you know, I say something, you know, your ex was not abusive. Okay. Okay. So the thing is, like, look, it's like, where do we start with this? Where do we start? You know, because it's like, we have to have some common ground first, you know, otherwise, is that even the way to go? Like, is that even the way to go to try to convince the skeptics? Like, oh my God, like, that's not going to happen. See, this is where Michael needs to take some responsibility here and say, like, well, what is it that I'm trying to do? You know, what's the purpose of any of this? What's the purpose of these opinions, of these strong opinions? You know, a statement. I put something on Instagram. Why? Why do I even post on Instagram? Well, it's to try to get money, right? That's why. But for what, Michael? Like, what is it? What is it that you're even selling that has to do with abusive exes? I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. I have no clue. It's kind of up to you to figure that out, you know? I don't know. Somebody told me I should post divisive opinions. So, posting divisive opinions. You know, I wish I would get some, you know, because the point is, like, you post a divisive opinion because you're trying to get people to choose a side, you know, the people that, the theory goes, and I don't know if I found this to be true in practice. The theory goes is that when you post divisive opinions, the people that agree with you, the people that, there's going to be, that the world is going to divide itself into two camps. Okay, there's going to be the people that feel validated by what you say, and they're going to feel activated and motivated, and then you have the people that are going to feel disgusted, and they're going to go away. Okay, so half the world is going to see you as a leader, and the other half is just going to ignore you. That's the theory. In practice, I have not found that to be true. In practice, what happens is that there are people who agree with you and people who disagree with you. Sure. The people who disagree with you take it as an opportunity to fight you. The people who agree with you, those people are, whatever. We're going to skip past this. It doesn't matter. I hope this is interesting. I want this to be interesting for all you people out there. All you people out there in podcast land. I want this to be fascinating. So what do you think? What do you think? Is there such a thing as an abusive ex? You know, we love to demonize exes. Why? Why is that? Like, I don't demonize any of my exes. There are some exes where it's like, yeah, I'm like, something's wrong there. But I don't demonize them. Like, you know, I know that people are just doing their best. Like, everybody's just doing their best. Like, no one's abusive. Like, I mean, you can say that they, you know, that they did something, you know, like, what does it matter? Like, why, like, the thing is, you know, especially you jump to the next step and you say that they are an abuser. the kind of language that they use in like fundamentalist Christianity. They say, have you ever told a lie? Well, then you're a liar. And look, there's a purpose to that. And I'm not going to say that that's the wrong thing to do, but it's like, in this context, I don't see the point of that. Like, why would you do that? Why would you want to label somebody as an abuser? Why? I mean, why? Like, it's the only thing I can think of is that it's because you're trying to justify it. I don't know what to say here. I don't. Like, I can hear the rebuttals. You know, they're not even rebuttals, because the fact of the matter is that we're arguing about two different things. You know, I'm arguing about the topic. They are arguing about, they're trying to, they're being passive aggressive, okay? Like, they feel personally attacked, and so they're trying to fight back using the only safe language that they know. Fine, fair enough. But that's not, I don't feel called into that discussion personally. Like, I like to talk about this topic because I like to talk about things like language and personal empowerment, the empowerment dynamic, the drama triangle, those sorts of things. Mindfulness, the arbitrary nature of language, the way that, you know, the dualistic thinking, non-dualistic perceptions, the interconnectedness of reality. I like to talk about stuff like this. That's where I'm coming from. Because when people call them, I mean, and look, if you feel attacked by this, fine. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a way to have a discussion. Maybe there's a way to have a productive discussion. I don't think it would start with the thing that I posted, though. I don't think that would be the first step, because you're just not, you're not there. You know, you're somewhere else. You know, I'm not calling you stupid. You're just not there. Like, you're just not there. It's like if somebody posted, you know, 50% off coupon for McDonald's, and you don't eat at McDonald's, then it's like, well, it doesn't matter what the ad says. Like, it doesn't matter, because you're not there yet. You know, we first have to get you going to McDonald's before we can start, you know, trying to get you to buy something or whatever. You know, because if you're already like, well, McDonald's is the devil, then I don't know. Offering you a 50% off coupon it's just not going to work. Like, that's not the way to start the conversation. We'd have to meet you wherever you are. That's a separate conversation, though, you know, and I don't know. Is that the conversation for me? Am I the one to do that? I really have no idea. This wasn't my intention. Like, I wasn't planning on having a conversation with people who see themselves as victims of abuse. So I'm trying to figure that out. I really don't know. Don't know at all. So where does that leave me? Like, where am I right now with this? What else is there to say? So let's just say, here's the thing. Here's what we do. Here's what I have to do, okay? And I'm going to try to do this. It's very difficult because I don't... Yeah. We're going to have to do this. We're going to say, imagine that I'm talking to somebody who is on my side, like who does... Like, he's like, Michael, yeah, I think there's some truth to what you're saying there. I think this could really help me. Like, I want to know more about this. Okay, that's the person I need to be talking to. Shouldn't be talking to the person who says, Michael, I'm so shocked. I thought you were my friend. I can't have a conversation with that person. That person really needs therapy before they can talk to me. And I'm not saying that to dismiss them. It's just the objective truth. Like, they I mean, it's just, there's this wall there. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how to do that. It would be a different conversation. I don't know. So, well, let's talk to the person who really does this. Like, Michael, you said that thing about abusive exes. You said there's no such thing as an abusive ex. And I'm like, I've been calling my ex abusive, and I know it feels wrong to me. It feels so wrong. And I just can't put my finger on it. I just don't know what to do with that. What do I do with it? Okay. I'm glad you asked. Because I actually have some thoughts on this topic. Let's talk about it. So you're calling your ex abusive. and it feels wrong to you. Well, let's talk about why it feels wrong. Like, what feels wrong about it? Where are you coming from there? Where do you see that happening, that you feel wrong calling somebody abusive? You know you have this word, abusive. You know, you call them an abuser. So one thing you know is that people cannot be labeled like that. Like, you cannot, I mean, there's more to a human being than just the label abuser. But you're torn because you know that there's part of you that says, well, what they did is not acceptable to me. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who acts that way, who does those things. Okay. So here's my suggestion. First of all, you have this conflict here. So let's try to unconflictify it. Okay, let's get rid of that conflict because it's not necessary. And the way to do that is to look at, first of all, yourself. Like, you look at your own emotions here, because anytime you're blaming and labeling and judging somebody else, it's a defense mechanism, okay? It's something you're doing it to take attention away from yourself. There's something going on here. There's something that's propping that up, that labeling. You know, you want to call somebody an abuser. Why? What happens if you don't call them an abuser? What does that mean? Like, what would that mean? If you went through life and you said, that person who hit me, that person who beat me up, that person who made fun of me, who invalidated me, no, they're not an abuser. They're just doing their best. Like, what would that mean? Like, you're holding on to that somehow. You're holding on to this. There's something about that term, abuser, that's keeping you safe. From what? What is it keeping you safe from? What is it about yourself that you don't have to face now? You're afraid to face something. There's some fear that you have. Something where you said, if I stop calling them an abuser, if I accept that they just did what they did, well, I might suggest a couple things. I don't know the answer to this. You know, you kind of have to answer it for yourself. But I might suggest, well, and I'm just, I never really thought about this. I'm just sort of thinking out loud right now. But one thing is that you have to, and this is what I put in the post. It's like, you made a decision to get into this relationship. Okay, so you have to take account of that. Okay, because I'm guessing that probably what you're doing here is you're telling a story that says, I got into the relationship, things were perfect. This person was so nice to me, and then they changed. Okay. Yeah, that's your story. That's not what happened. Okay? Like, people don't change. Like, what do you mean they changed? Like, what? The reason you're saying that is why? Like, why is it so important to you to say that they changed? Because you want to say that this person made a decision. Because if they made a decision, then it means you didn't make a decision. They made the decision. Because you're imagining what? You're imagining that your parents are yelling at you and saying, how could you be so irresponsible? How could you do that? How could you not think, not take care of yourself, not think about the future? You know, how could you not exercise appropriate caution? See, you're trying to answer that. That's why you're calling them an abuser. That's why you're saying they made the decision. Because you don't want to be the one, you don't even want that even in the realm of your whole experience here. You don't even want the whole concept that you might possibly be the one to blame for this. Now, I'm not blaming you for this, okay? I don't think you have to blame yourself. I don't think you have to blame anybody. But because you're so committed to this idea that somebody has to be blamed. When something goes wrong, somebody has to be blamed. It's either going to be you or it's going to be them. And better not be you, of course. You don't want that. So it has to be them. Process of elimination. That's the way you're looking at it. I'm guessing. You tell me. Look at your own experience and tell me if that sounds right to you. So calling them an abuser means that you don't have to confront the fact that you might be to blame. You don't even have to think about it, much less evaluate it and analyze it and try to come to a conclusion. If they're an abuser, you're a victim. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you could have done your absolute best. They made a decision to abuse you. Okay, fine. So that, so you tell me. You tell me if that works for you. That's what it is when you say someone abused you. You're clinging to that story. You're clinging to it. Think of all the benefits that you get from saying that someone abused you. You get to feel like you're on the right track. You get to feel like you're right. You get to feel like, you know, like I said before, all your friends, they're all gonna support you. Your parents are gonna approve of you. You know, you did your best. You didn't know any better. Everyone's gonna love you. You're gonna love yourself. Things are gonna be great because, you know, and you get to distance yourself from this toxic person, from this awful narcissist, from this gaslighter, this manipulator, this person who used to be a good person and then just changed into a bad person. Or maybe you say, no, I blame myself because I didn't realize they were a bad person. I thought they were a good person. I was stupid, and now I know better. Now I know that they are a bad person. Ah, I was so stupid back then, but now I've seen the light. So you get to have this born-again experience. You get to have this epiphany. You get to erase your past. All your sins just down the river. Because you've cleansed yourself of that. Okay. But you know there's bullshit there, right? Like, you do know that. That's why you're conflicted. Because you know that you had no way to know what was gonna happen. You know that maybe you did know what was gonna happen. You know that it's probably gonna happen again with somebody else. You know that they were doing their best. You know that they have trauma too. It's not just you. You're not the only victim here. You know that you are distancing yourself from your own needs when you do that kind of thing, when you say those things. You're cutting yourself off from it, because why? Why are you distancing yourself from your needs? When you say that somebody is an abuser, because what got you into this relationship in the first place? It's something. You can't ignore that. You have to respect it. Like, what is it? What is it? What got you into it? Something did. And that something isn't going away. Doesn't matter how many epiphanies you have. Doesn't matter how much approval you get from your parents and your peers. Like, you still have those needs. I find it much more fun to talk to you rather than the person who just wants to get on their soapbox and use my post to further their own agenda. It's more fun to talk to you because you get it. Like, you get the joke anyway, you know? You understand that there's a conflict here. And that's why you addressed me. That's why you brought this up. So I sense that you are resonating with this, which is good. That motivates me when I see that kind of thing. Because otherwise, it's just like, ugh, what's the point? So, okay, anything else to say about this? Let me just look at a little bit of this stuff that I have here. I just parked, and so I can look at my phone here. People love to say, like, Michael, it's, you know, you're being very unnuanced. It's like, yeah, no shit. I don't want to argue with this. I don't want to, you know, we're not going to argue with it. There's no sense. There's no sense. We could argue, you know, if you're whatever. Yeah. This is why it feels so awkward. So awkward. Okay, I think I'm just gonna stop right here. Okay, because I think I made the points. Did I make any other points here? Is there anything else that you want to know? I can read the post right here. It says, your ex wasn't abusive. You made a decision to get into that relationship, and you made a decision to get out. Take some responsibility for your decisions. That's basically what I said already. That's the post. What did I mean by that? You made a decision to get out. What did that mean? Oh yeah. Well, I guess what I'm saying there is, look. Why do you still, like, why do you still, wait, is that what I'm trying to say? Why do you still call them an abuser? Like, if you got out of the relationship, then like, why do you call them an abuser? Like, there's no sense to do that. Like, just in other words, if you listen to my second episode of this podcast, I think it's the second one. It's about boundaries. And I say, stop setting boundaries. You know, boundaries are rules that you make for yourself, not for other people. And I say that for this reason. Like, don't hold other people accountable for things. Like, people are forces of nature. They're not. Like, you are the one who made the boundary. Okay? You say, like, well, if you hit me, then I'm leaving. Okay, so if they hit you, then you leave. You don't have to call them an abuser. Like, why would you do that? See, you don't have to. If you're caught up on it, if for some reason you really want to call them an abuser, then take a look at that. Take a look at why is that? Like, who would be wrong? Like, what is it? Where would you be? What are you scared of happening if you don't do that, if you let go of that label? You made a decision to get out. Okay, so that's it. Like, it's done. Like, you made the decision. But you're still somehow what? Like, you don't believe in your decision, right? I think that's what I'm trying to say there. Like, you still feel the need to justify your decision. That's what it is. Rather than just say that, you know what? It's an arbitrary decision. I just made the rule. It's a game I'm playing with myself. That's all it is. It's just a game. I just a challenge for myself. You know, I just challenge myself. If somebody hits me, I'm going to leave. You know, I just figured I'd try it. You know, I tried the other one too. If they hit me, then I'll stay. You know, if they hit me, I'll apologize to them. Like, that's, you know, it's another game I used to play with myself. Now I'm trying this game. You don't have to justify your games. Like, that's the issue here. Hey, wake up. That's the issue. You don't need to justify your games. Like, you're an autonomous being. You can make your own decisions. You're holding on to this label. You don't need to hold on to it. Do you see the disadvantages of holding on to it? Like, look at what the advantages are of holding on to it, and look at the disadvantages. What are they? I made another post recently, and I guess this is the topic. This is the question here. Here it is. Two reasons why blaming others takes power away from you. I think there's more than two reasons, but here's two reasons, okay? Number one, you won't let yourself do things that run the risk of being seen as nice toward that person, even if you want to, because you're committed to seeing them as a villain. Okay? So human beings like to... let me just read the other one first. Number two, you're forced to detach from the part of yourself that can relate to what they did. So now you're now incapable of meeting the needs of that part of you. Okay? Because... Okay, so let me go back to these one at a time here. Number one, you're forced to do things... you won't let yourself run... What am I saying? Number one... Why it's bad to blame people, okay? Why it takes power away from you. You won't let yourself do things that run the risk of being seen as nice to that person. You know, human beings like to be nice. You know, we like to do nice things for each other. But because you see them as a villain, you're not going to let yourself do that. So there's some, like, there are things that you might want to do in your life, you know? You can't do that. Let's say you want to have a conversation with them. You know, let's say you want to reminisce about old times. You can't do that now because you see them as an abuser. And you can't deal with that contradiction. Okay, well, deal with the contradiction. Like, find a way, practice it, because you want to do those things by your own admission. You want to do those things. You want to do nice things. You know, maybe you want to post something you want to, that might somehow, I don't know. You figure it out. I don't need to give so many examples. I don't know. What is this, school? Number two, you're forced to detach from the part of yourself that can relate to what they did. Okay? So you can't empathize with them now because you see them as a villain. But the problem there is that, well, that means you can't empathize with yourself, because that's what it means to empathize with another person. You know, the reason that we're able to relate to other people is because we see ourselves in them. So when you don't see yourself in them, you're not able to see them, meaning you're not able to see yourself. Because if you did see yourself, then you'd be able to see them. You wouldn't see them as a villain. You know, so if you look at them, and let's say they did something like, you know, they got really impatient, and so they hit you. So you're not going to let yourself empathize with that. So the next time you're impatient, well, guess what's going to happen? I guarantee you're going to blame yourself. You know, you're not going to be patient with yourself. You know, you're going to hit yourself, or you're going to hit other people, because you don't let yourself be impatient. You're not able to deal with that because you've labeled it impatient people are bad. So when there's impatience in the room, it becomes an emergency. Because you can't connect with that. So who knows what the consequences are? You got to look at yourself and figure that out. Okay. I think that wraps it up. I think that's what we're talking about here when we talk about why your ex was not abusive. Okay. I hope this is useful. I hope this helps you to untangle some stuff. I don't know. Why am I posting this? I don't know. Let me know. Let me know if this is helpful. If it's not helpful, then okay, fine. It's not helpful. Okay, thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.